T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
15, 20 years ago, I did not fast forward and think I'd be talking to you, Sue Tabb, about the timeline on planting the vegetable garden. But here we are.
I know.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, you're the one who got me on it last year.
You did pretty well last year.
Yeah, I had a garden and I did pretty well, but I'm still learning. You know, some things did better than others. And so I'm trying to figure out this year what to plant, when to plant. You have it all down, when to prep the soil, when to get the seeds prepared. I'm just not quite as up on these things as you are. You've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I get a little bit. I'm not very good at it at all, but I get a little better every year. I make fewer mistakes every year. And I think what happens is what happened this past weekend. You get a nice day or two, and everybody goes, oh, I got to get the garden planted, or I got to get the stuff down in the lawn and get the lawnmower out and all that stuff. It's a nice sort of turn into good weather, better weather, which is coming, but I think it's still a little early to get vegetables in the ground outside.
Yeah, because you don't have the consistent warm weather. It's still a little bit up and down.
Right.
Yeah.
I get to have a garden this year, so I need you to tell me, like, what's the easiest thing? Very simple. What will last? Like, what is the easiest vegetable and sort of, like,
we should ask people what really works for them. Because I've done a couple things that have worked well that are, like, bulletproof. Like lettuce. You can grow lettuce. It's just really hardy.
Yeah, you had a lot of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Lettuce, tomatoes, we haven't had a lot of good luck with.
Me neither. Lettuce, I had good luck with. Cukes, I had a pretty good luck with. My tomatoes, not great.
No.
Not great.
You had a lot of green beans. Didn't you do green beans,
Yeah, we did
beans
green
too?
Beans, and we did, like, basil and, the herbs and stuff.
I've never tried green beans.
Yeah.
Green I might try that this
are,
year.
Are pretty good.
My garden is small. You have like a raised kind of
I got raised beds. Keep the
raised
animals
beds.
Out.
I have just like I ordered like a box online.
Of course you ordered it. David did his
David
from scratch. This one over here is like
click. I ordered it and you just like assemble it and there it is. But it's little. It's like a 3x6. It's I can't plant much.
You have a big
3x8
one.
Maybe.
Sue's got a very, very, very extensive estate, and so on the back 25 acres she hopes to hire staff that will somehow allow her to care for the garden.
There's
actually
no staff.
We're talking about this all chummy. What happened last year, if you remember, was didn't we have a bet as
you
to
did.
Who was going to have more,
you
I
did.
Don't know, whatever, broccoli or whatever
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, I'm sure you won.
Yeah.
You won hands down because
I have pictures
I
of your
am
gardens.
Like so not good at it.
So we're
yet.
Not doing that again?
Oh, yes, you are. You definitely are. You need to. Just because she doesn't want to, I want you to.
Just pick something that you think you can grow, and then and I'll pick this.
And are
the
we
going to
say
we'll
who has the better looking crop or the more the one that
like
yields
that.
More?
I guess
who has the bigger tomatoes?
Who has the bigger cucumbers?
The bigger, see, and there you go, and there it is. It always comes back to that.
What?
We've got a couple of weeks before we have to do that. You have to watch for the first frost. But we'll have to do something to make it interesting. To put some.
We'll squeeze each other's tomatoes.
Right.
You know.
See again. This is all Sue Tabb, ladies and gentlemen.
What is wrong with you? Really?
I'm just saying. We'll have to. Kendra, you can be.
You want
the
me to squeeze
tester.
The tomatoes too?
Yes,
Sue?
You can test them and see who's our riper.
I'm sorry, HR on line one.
David.
HR would like a word.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.